You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
This is NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
Calvin's got it. Calvin at the five with blockers. Calvin at the three, fighting his way and getting in for the touchdown, Detroit Lions. Stafford to Calvin Johnson.
Touchdown! Seventh rushing touchdown this year by Adrian Peterson.
If you like the NFL, you're going to like NFL Fantasy Live, featuring the experts of NFL.com.
And it's going to be a keeper by Kaepernick. Cuts diving to the pylon. He is going to be ruled in. Touchdown, 49ers.
Brees looking left, now right. Throws over the middle, wide open, Jimmy Graham to the goal line. Touchdown, Saints.
Foles back to throw out of the end zone. Ware hits him, he fumbles in the end zone.
Ben went up the tunnel, guys, with Doc Bradley. Holding his arm, got shook up on that last sack.
Here are your hosts, Elliot Harrison, Michael Fabiano, and Jason Smith.
NFL Fantasy Live here on Sirius 210 XM 87. Phone number is 888-XM-FANTASY, 888-963-2682. Get in. We'll help you with your fantasy team as you get set for Week 11 in the National Football League. We'll break down what we saw on Monday Night Football, all the big quarterback injuries. Of course, we got the Fantasy Cantina coming up next hour, Michael Fabiano's brand-new game show that we still have yet to find a name for. We'll have that coming up as well.
Yeah, do we have anything yet?
I don't think we – well, it's your game show. You have to come up with a name.
Listen, I created the concept. I need someone else to come in and create the name. Twos.
Really? You can't come up with a name. You have an idea, but you can't come up with a name.
Nah, we'll have a name for you guys by the end of the show. Don't you worry.
All right, there we go. There's Twos is on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Twos on it. And the fantasy computer will be here. Jerry Jones may stop by. So we have a packed show today, Elliot Harrison.
You know what I heard? We have a great staff of people here that help us get guests. And
sure.
And Michael Fabiano is part of that. He helps get great guests. He's done got Jim Nantz on the show earlier mm-hmm. this year. We got Darren Sharper. We had great guests. But I got to tell you,
Bella Twins.
I heard John J. Rambo may stop by.
Really?
In the cantina.
Ah, now that'd be something.
I'm just saying.
Is it the John J. Rambo from Rambo 1 or the last one?
From the first Rambo.
Okay.
Okay.
We tried to get Brian Dennehy's reversible jacket that he has in that movie. That is a sweet. Well, remember those old school jackets?
Yeah. Reversible. Remember reversible was the big thing?
Oh,
man. It was so cool to have reversible. Wait, I could have a blue jacket and then an orange jacket with blue piping? Yeah, that was like so huge.
It was. We're back in like 82.
See, certain retro things I want to come back. Like
Dan Marino Isotoner glove commercials?
Isotoners were great.
Yeah.
You remember you pick up the key? They would show you, because with gloves you couldn't pick anything up, but they would show, I could pick up this key with an Isotoner glove.
Speaking of which, what's Ryan Tannehill's fantasy value going forward?
You know what? Speaking of quarterbacks, you may need Ryan Tannehill with what's going on this week. We saw Ben Roethlisberger leave Monday Night Football with a sprained shoulder. His status is up in the air. Michael Vick has a severe concussion, according to Andy Reid. Nick Foles is going to take all the reps this week. Looks like Vick could be out a while. Some reports coming out of Philadelphia. In fact, I've heard possibly that he could be shut down for the season. You got Jay Cutler had a concussion. Alex Smith had a concussion. He threw a touchdown with blurry vision. So you look at these situations, and Fabs, this is something you and I were talking about yesterday. Any of these guys hurt, whether it's Vic, Roethlisberger. Anybody's handcuffs worth picking up? Or is it, let's go in a different direction?
Are you talking about quarterback handcuffs?
Quarterback handcuffs.
I don't believe in like quarterback handcuffs. There's too many good quarterbacks in the National Football League to handcuff certain players. I do think if we're looking at the – what are you laughing at over there?
Just how you've changed. You know, it used to be like, guys, I don't think Sidney Rice is a good start. Fabs has evolved to, guys, my belief system does not allow me to play Darius Hayward Bay.
See, I thought Harrison's laughing because he's thinking about some funny lines from Rambo that that's going to come out later on in the show.
Actually, Fabs, I completely agree with you. How do you do a quarterback handcuff? It's not the same.
Here's the deal.
Well, if you're in a team with a lot of weapons,
if you're in a league
the Eagles
where you've
got
Ryan Fitzpatrick as a free agent who has got a good matchup again and had a great game last week against the Patriots, you can pick him up. Of the quarterbacks that went down in terms of their backups, I think Kaepernick has the most long-term upside, but I don't even know that Smith won't play this week because he had what is being described as the least serious of all the concussions that were suffered by quarterbacks this week. If I needed to pick one of these guys for this week, it would probably be Nick Foles. The fact of the matter is that the Redskins are awful defensively against the pass, and Andy Reid has proven in the past that when his number one quarterback goes down, number two comes in, he doesn't change his game plan.
Jeff Garcia.
Kevin Cobb.
Yep,
Jeff
Kevin
Garcia.
Cobb.
AJ Feely. Vince Young. They're still going to throw the football. And that Redskins secondary is questionable at best. So if I start any of them, Jason Campbell against the Niners, no thank you. But that would be the guy that I'd pick up and play.
Didn't Vince Young throw for 400
on
the Patriots last year?
He had a bunch of picks, but he had he had over 20 fantasy points in that game.
Now, just to play.
You know what? You harp on the picks in fantasy way too much.
Yeah, that's
you do. It's only a minus two.
That's a big one for me.
I'll take 400 yards. If you're going to throw three picks, but you give me 400 yards, I'll take that.
No, I agree with you. No, you got it half right.
You.
I do harp on picks a lot in fantasy, but not for the reason you mentioned. I actually agree with you. They don't count that much. So if Ryan Fitzpatrick throws three picks, I don't care because he's probably going to throw for a couple of touchdowns. He's got a lot of TDs this year and a lot of yards. What it is that I harp on is I wish that picks were worth more. And you and I disagree on that. You think minus two is enough. I think they should be. I think a pick six should be minus six on your quarterback.
No.
Yeah, but that's not always on your quarterback. If you throw a pass, a Hail Mary pass in the 50-yard line,
why give
line
two
and the guy
fewer
goes all
points
the way through
to a pick than you would for a TD in a standard league?
Or excuse me. No. You're right. Minus four. No. You are correct. Sorry.
I
misspoke.
Four for a pick?
Yes, I want a pick six to be worth the exact same amount that a touchdown passes. That's my bet. Although a lot of fantasy leagues do play 6-point passing touchdowns.
Whatever the rule
is in your league, whether it's four, we do standard scoring here at the NFL, or whether it's six, I think that a pick six should be worth that much. Now look, how many pick sixes does a quarterback throw in a season? I mean, honestly.
Sanchez throws one a week.
That's true.
Okay, besides
you're only talking about interceptions that get brought back for touchdowns.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, if...
Well, still, I mean, the
I
defense
still,
is going to get the six look, points for the touchdown, and the quarterback loses two, and that's it.
I've given up on interceptions being worth the same amount as touchdowns. You guys have all shouted me down on that one.
You're crazy, because you're crazy about it.
What, are
now,
you crazy, Harrison?
You're crazy.
So now I'd be fine with a compromise, which is pick sixes being worth as much as the touchdowns. But I did misspeak. If TDs are only worth four in your league, I think that's how much pick sixes should be. And on your point on Colin Kaepernick, doesn't it give you guys pause a little bit to say Nick Foles, given Kaepernick's ability to get 50, 60 yards rushing so easily?
No, but we don't know what the situation is. It's a Monday night game. I'm not waiting on Colin Kaepernick
to
start
you're
a quarterback,
saying,
and then all of a sudden Alex Smith plays, and then I'm done.
I got you. Week specific.
That's why I said long term. I like Kaepernick.
Let's
put it this way. If Kaepernick becomes the Niners quarterback for the rest of the season and Foles becomes the Eagles quarterback for the rest of the season, I'd rather have Kaepernick in fantasy because of the running aspect.
Yeah, and I got news for you. If Kaepernick plays Monday night and he starts and he wins that game, guess who the quarterback of the 49ers is going to be? Not
Mark Sanchez?
Alex Smith.
Oh, no.
You don't think Alex Smith?
The Jets will have Alex Smith next year. That's how it'll work
and
out.
And it'll be an upgrade.
I still think the Jets should have gotten
Hasselbeck.
Throwing
lefty. They should have got Hasselbeck 2 years ago.
You haven't seen me throw lefty.
Yep.
It's not good.
They blew it.
888-XM-FANTASY, 888-XM-FANTASY. Jason Smith, Michael Fabiano, Elliot Harrison from NFL Fantasy Live here at NFL Network. Going to set your lineups, get you set for Week 10. But first, a little bit more on the quarterbacks here coming off the Monday night game. And, you know, obviously Ben Roethlisberger, this is a huge blow fantasy-wise because we talked about Michael Vick. And yeah, Nick Foles would be okay if you want to handcuff him, but there's other better guys out there. Russell Wilson might be out there too for you. Even Christian Ponder. Elliot, you're back on Ponder Island after a big week last week against the Detroit Lions. He's out there for you. Congratulations, since you were on Ponder Island by yourself earlier this season.
Earlier, but I did pull away. I told you, I pulled away.
You got in a boat and left, and now
when
you're
I
back.
Saw some of the matchups that he had on the horizon that I didn't think were good for Minnesota. But I don't think there's any denying that the guy played a lot better than we gave him credit for through preseason and the first month of the regular season.
All right. Now, as far as the Steelers go, this offensive situation has just been a mess, Fabs, just to try to figure out what it's going to be like fantasy-wise.
And it just got messier.
Yeah, you don't know who the running back's going to be, because now it seems like, okay, they rode the hot hand with Dwyer, but Dwyer wasn't that hot. They said that when Mendenhall comes back, which could be this week, he'll be the number one guy, so maybe there's some clarification there. But now with no Roethlisberger, suddenly Mike Wallace's fantasy value, Emmanuel Sanders, who had the most targets last night, but you know he only had 30 yards receiving. If Roethlisberger's out, what do you do for these weapons here in Pittsburgh?
I think you still have to play Mike Wallace. I think you still have to play Heath Miller. They run the football a little bit more, but remember, Mendenhall could be back this week. He's questionable at this point. But the Steelers go from a team that, you know, you've got Roethlisberger and you've got Wallace and Heath Miller's in the top five in fantasy points among tight ends. And you've got Antonio Brown in there. Now, I mean,
it's tough.
Now, again, you have to start Wallace, even if it's your two or your three. You have to start Miller. Left, which is not somebody you're going to pick up off the waiver wire and play, assuming that Roethlisberger misses a game or two. The backfield, though, is messy because even if Mendenhall doesn't come back this week, it's the same situation we just dealt with on Monday night. Redmond started, lost a fumble, Dwyer comes in, Redmond to the bench, Redmond loses snaps. And again, it's like, you know, the four-letter words that we can't say. Now you've got the two words that people hate the most in fantasy football. It's not backfield committee, it's hot hand, because we don't know who's going to see what.
Right.
At least in a backfield committee, we can sort of etch out the roles. Okay, Forte is going to see early down work, and Bush will see short yardage and goal line work, etc. In the hot hand situation, you don't know who the heck is going to see the football. The coaches don't know who's going to see the football until the game begins. If Redmond didn't fumble last night and got hot, Dwyer would have probably been on the bench most of the contest, but because he fumbled,
it's unbelievable.
Into the prominent role.
Redmond had 10 touches last night. Dwyer had 20. The reason Dwyer carried the ball 17 times for 122 yards against the Bengals. He killed them on Sunday Night Football. But then he had an injury problem. So Redmond starts. Redmond was fantastic against the Giants. Mm-hmm. He was great. And then, as Fab said, one bad play. And you know, to me, I mean, doesn't Isaac Redmond, hasn't he proved a little bit more than David Wilson at this point? I mean, one fumble, do you really just
this
sit
was
the guy?
This was the weekend of, hey, running back, if you fumble, you're going onto the bench. Just ask people who started Reggie Bush.
It's unbelievable. I mean, it's not like Isaac Redmond, Steve Slayton. You know, Steve Slayton was the biggest fumbler around a couple of years ago.
Well, look at Willis McGahee this week. He fumbled twice, and the second fumble, he was done, and Ronnie Hillman came in and played the rest
now,
of the
Willis
game.
Now, Willis McGahee, though, he has had fumble-itis this year. He has had several big fumbles for them in games. I don't know what's going on with him.
You know, it's almost like I think coaches have realized we can't have that. No matter what, we have so much depth at running back. And, you know, this is something we talked about coming into the season, is that every team, the running back position has been devalued because teams are now loading up with two and three guys, most of the teams, because they want to interchange their running backs. And if one guy fumbles, well, you know what? That allows me to get somebody else into the game. How is Mike Tomlin going to get Jonathan Dwyer into the game? Isaac Redmond fumbles. It's a perfect storm for him. Okay, I can take him out, teach everybody a lesson. You got to hold on to the football. And I get Dwyer some snaps, who's ready to play, and he was great before. So it's like, okay, I can do that now. And so that's something that I think you're going to see much less tolerance fumble-wise than you ever have before.
I agree with you, and I don't think it's going to change for fantasy owners because of all the player movement in the league. Parity is at an all-time high in the NFL. Can we agree on that? It's at an all-time high.
You should have run on this platform for vice president. Hey, you weren't this strong running for vice president of fantasy last week.
I thought I delivered a pretty good speech for Akbar about him sacking two issues in 4 years.
Yeah, he sacked two guys in 4 years.
But
you're much stronger now that you lost the election.
I appreciate that. I'm
unless,
like,
are you setting up to run
in 4 years? No, I'm like Al Gore. I'm about to come out with an inconvenient truth on fantasy.
But you with a big PowerPoint?
Yeah, exactly.
On the big Vigi board.
On the Vigi board. I'm going to show you before after pics of I'll show you Priest Holmes, and sure. Then I'm going to show you Jackie Battle before after pics. I tell you what, though, Jason.
Save this country. Save the world.
Here's lesson number one and why parity is so important and how that affects you as a fantasy owner out there. The Indianapolis Colts are 6-3. You look at their schedule, we could pretty much all agree they have as strong a shot as anyone at an AFC wild card. Okay?
Sure.
They've been outscored 201-186 this year, and they're 6-3. I can't ever remember seeing a team that was 6-3 and been outscored double-digit points. Okay? That's what parity does, and that goes to you and Fabs' point. Coaches can't have turnovers now. You lose the turnover battle, you lose the game. It doesn't matter the ilk of your team. Therefore, these fumbles.
Moreover,
hey, I mean,
look,
you
got to
consider
a game,
sitting McGahee, don't you?
Yeah, when I'm watching a game, and I now this year more than any other year, obviously you see your quarterback, he's going to throw picks, but you're going to have one of the best quarterbacks. He's not going to get benched, most likely. So, all right, that happens. That's part of the game. But if I have a running back, like if I have Ryan Matthews, and early on in the game he fumbles, I had Reggie Bushby, he fumbles, and then he's not in there, I say, oh, I'm so screwed. I get nervous when my running backs carry the football now. You know, the guys like Reggie Bush and Ryan Matthews. Obviously, Arian Foster could fumble 15 times. They'll still give him the football. But I'm nervous now watching the game because I want my running back to hold on to the ball.
Can I tell you what
to
do? Because
I know he'll be out of the game for at least a quarter.
I've got a great elixir for you if that happens. If Ryan Matthews fumbles earlier in the game, okay, I want you to put your
I thought you were going to say draft better.
No. That would help.
Put your sourdough jack to the side.
Uh-huh.
Wipe your hands off.
Sourdough
okay?
Jack.
Text Fabs.
Uh-huh.
He's our commissioner. And say, will you please change Ryan Matthews out of my lineup? Please insert Jamal Charles. If Fabs
that
is feeling
happen.
Gracious,
did,
he might
did
do
that,
it.
Did that ever happen to you, Fabs? You know, all the leagues you've run, commissioner-wise, anybody ever, a friend say, hey, look, can you do me this favor? Can you take this guy out of my lineup for me? Can you? Anybody ever say that to you?
I'm pretty gracious when it comes to that, but I have a rule. If the game's just kicked off and nothing's really happened, you know, it's a couple of minutes into the game and somebody lost their internet connection or whatever the case may be, then I'll do it.
I've asked him to do that.
If you're halfway through the first quarter, I'm not doing it.
Did that ever happen? Someone try to ask you like midway through the game?
TD just did it to me in our fantasy basketball league.
What'd he do?
He says that he started J.J. Hickson, who had like 19 points and 18 boards last night, but it didn't go through, and could he put him into his lineup late? And I said, dude, he had a huge game, man. I mean, you can't do that. That's not really the way that things go. And I don't understand how you put him into your lineup and he wasn't there later. It's user error. And
I agree.
At that
point,
I can't do it.
I did. Now, I texted Fabs one time. I had like Jake Ballard, of all people.
No, and I did that. That was, yeah, we
it
were,
was two
we
minutes
were
after kickoff, and I'm like, look, I tried to do this. It wouldn't let me do it.
Yeah.
But Jake Ballard was going to get me 2.5 points anyway.
Sure.
So it was like Fab's like, hey, man, sure. Sounds great.
888-XM-FANTASY, 888-963-2682. Jason Smith, Michael Fabiano, Elliot Harrison from NFL Network and NFL.com here, helping you set your lineup for next week and beyond. Coming up next, we talked about some quarterback replacements for the various quarterbacks injured this week in the National Football League. But coming up next, the best of the rest. What running backs, wide receivers could you pick up? This list might surprise you. And could Mike Williams actually still be on this list? We'll tell you next, Series 210, XM87.
If you like the NFL, you're going to like NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
888-XM Fantasy, 888-963-2682. Jason Smith, Michael Fabiano, Elliot Harrison here with you, taking you through the next, well, hour and a half plus, hour 40 minutes, all your fantasy advice you need for this week in the National Football League so you can have fantasy dominance. We talked about the quarterbacks who all got hurt a few minutes ago. Now we're going to get to some other free agents you want to pick up for this week. And Fabs, it's, you know, we told everybody last week, get ahead of the curve on Danny Amendola. And, you know, hopefully that was something people did. We told people get ahead of the curve on James Starks, who has had a bye last week, but looks like he could be the running back this week. But Amendola is someone, you know, the reason he's so intriguing, Fabs, is that we haven't seen a guy yet that is that midseason pickup that can catapult you to a fantasy championship. A guy that comes out of nowhere or in the middle of the season all of a sudden puts up crazy numbers and carries you all the way through. Can Amendola be that guy? Remember, he had that ridiculous penalty
in
overtime.
Heck yeah, man. Like, I've been talking about Amendola. I picked him up like weeks ago in my leagues, and I've been telling people, keep tabs on him because people dropped him once he got hurt because the initial diagnosis that we heard that wasn't official was that it could be a season-ending injury. And the guy's awesome. I mean, the fact that he's available in so many leagues really is just, I mean, I don't get how he's still a free agent in so many leagues. Do you know that if you project the numbers that he's already recorded in the games that he's played six games, he's missed three. Over the nine games total, he is eighth in fantasy points at wide receiver in the PPR league, ahead of Roddy White and Andre Johnson and Wes Welker and Larry Fitzgerald. I mean, he's ridiculously good. And if anyone watched last week's game against the Niners, who have a damn good defense, and this is not a road game either. This is not a home game for the Rams. It's a road game. Amendola was the guy for Bradford. He looked to him constantly, and that's not going to change. And if you want, if you're in a PPR, I still think in a standard league, you still pick him up. He could still be a three in a standard. People just can't wrap their brains around the fact that Danny Amendola is a low-end one or a high-end two in a PPR league because of his name is Danny Amendola. But that's what he is.
Rock me Amendola.
Oh,
don't you
boy.
Think they should have that song in St. Louis radio? You know, they do that for like certain stars all the last like
so
20
bad.
Years. Rock me Amendola. And then have, you know, the play-by-play. Amendola, another big catch down to the five-yard line. Rock me
In 2012, Danny Amendola had 14 targets in week three.
Rock me Amendola. Right? Isn't that an idea?
That's almost as bad as Sadcon. Sadcon.
But you know,
let's get
the fantasy computer in here. Fantasy computer, how many fantasy points for Danny Amendola this week?
Hang on just a second. You know, we had this little generator. You remember like those propane when you want to go camping?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, well, with our
computer is powered by propane. Is what you're saying?
What I found out.
That's an inconvenient truth.
Well, I found out that the Thursday night football doing Friday morning fantasy live is really, really hurting him. But let me. Let me see what I can.
We run the fantasy computer a lot. You know what we got to do? We got to turn the temperature down.
Hold on. Let me see.
Yeah. Hang on.
9.2 points for Amendola.
If you get close to 10, Fabs, that's
pretty
good.
Wait, computer, is that standard or PPR scoring?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Type it in.
Can you give me a projection on PPR scoring? N. Oh. No.
Fab's computer's giving you attitude.
All right. Harrison, and your
I want to tell you a couple things.
Out the window with you.
A couple things here. One, Fabs is in a bad mood today, but it's wearing probably my favorite tie that he has.
What do you mean bad mood? I'm not in a bad mood.
The forest green, I like it.
Stop it.
I completely agree with you on Amendola. Here's the thing, though. Amendola could have had such a monster game if that, what was it, 68-yard reception would have stood on the first possession.
He still had a monster game.
Yeah. Right, but I mean, it would have been
gangbusters,
just gangbusters, to quote Dave Damashek.
Yeah, I like quoting
And my dad brought up a great point. I asked if he watched football. I called home, and I asked him if he saw the Amendola play. And my dad said, how does Bradford not see that formation? Remember, they got called for the receiver not covering up the tackle. You have to have the receiver up on the line. That's why that play came back. The coaching staff was on the opposite side of the field, so they may not have been able to see across that it was Brandon Gibson that Marshall Faulk pointed him out on NFL Network, called him out. But how does Bradford not see that? And I know we're having discussion about Amendola, but you know, we need to see more good play from Bradford. He was the number one overall pick. He's still not fantasy relevant for the most part. At best, would you guys agree Bradford's a deep sleeper?
Best? You can't start him.
We're talking about the number one overall pick in the NFL, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, I realize
in the offseason they had to say, don't worry, we're not going to take a quarterback in the draft. That's where you're at. 2 years after being the number one pick, they had to say, this year we're not going to take a quarterback.
And I know that our job here is to give you good fantasy plays for the week, but we got to discuss other guys too. I imagine there are a lot of people out there that are wondering, why does this guy still not, you know, they saw him at OU. He's the number one overall pick. And you know what? You go out there on the waiver wire, I guarantee it. I'd like to see what the percent owned is on Sam Bradford on NFL.com.
Oh, it's wicked low.
I bet you. I'm going to guess. I'll go 4.6. That's my guess.
No, I'm going to say. I'm going to say even lower. I'm going to say 3.5.
3.5. I got 4.6.
Yeah, but I want to know what's the. I want a little wager here.
You know what? Hang on a second. Elliot Harrison.
I already gave him
win,
a cheese stick.
You know Harrison carries a C note in his wallet.
He does. I'll put the dollar I have in my wallet up against that $100 bill in your wallet right there. Here you go. Boom. Right here. Here's a buck. Right there. I'm going
to
win.
We're not supposed to wager, so I'll give you my Beverly Hills Library card. I'm ready.
Really? You go to the library?
It's a gold card.
There's a gold card for a library?
It's a gold card.
It's just a color gold. It's not like you have a gold. Oh, you can check out books before 10 a.m. Oh, it's a gold. It's just the color gold.
I tell you what. I will buy you a Pepsi at Puck's for our next radio show.
Deal. And I will buy you a Pepsi. Yeah,
deal.
There you go.
Pound
deal.
Over it. All right, let's do it.
Who said what?
I said 4.6, and now I wish I would have said 2.3.
3.5.
4.6.
The winner is... Roll. Jason Smith.
Yeah!
9.3.
I said 4.6.
Oh. No, but he declared me the winner. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He declared me the winner.
How did I lose that?
I've been declared the winner. It doesn't matter. It's like a bad call on the field. It still stands.
You guys both win. You're both winners.
It's simultaneous possession.
I'll buy you both Pepsis.
I didn't know we hired the replacement official.
You know, Twos is always letting us be, keeping us surprised of callers. I'd love, if we have a fantasy owner who is actually a Rams fan as well, love to hear from you on the show today. I want to hear what your take is on what's wrong with Sam Bradford.
888-XM-FANTASY, 888-XM-FANTASY. But speaking of waiver wire, we got Rob in Massachusetts, who's got a wicked question, Fabs, as you would say, about waiver wire. Rob, what do you got?
Let's get wicked.
Hey, guys. I'm in a 14-team league, and I'm fourth on the waiver wire. I have Adrian Peterson and Bradshaw on a bye, so my only start running back is Felix Jones or DeMarco Murray, whoever starts. But there is James Stock, Mark Ingram, and Chris Ivory out there on the waiver wire. I'm wondering if I should waste or use my fourth waiver wire pick for one of those guys. I'm not sure if I'd get Stock, but is it worth taking Ingram?
Well, I'll tell you what. Number one, the Saints have an excellent matchup this week. They play the Raiders. We saw the Ravens put a 55-burger on them. So I like the idea of getting a Saints running back. But trying to decipher which one to take, if you're going to go between Ingram and Ivory, I think it has to be Ivory. As much as I hate to say it, the guy looked great in the limited touches he got last week. I don't know what's wrong there in New Orleans, but they can't keep the ball out of his hands if he keeps running like that. So of those two, that's who I would take.
Yeah, I agree. Ingram did lead the team in carries last week, but Ivory scored his second touchdown in
two games.
And it
was a wicked
games.
Run.
All right, enough
okay,
of the wicked.
My right, boy's sorry. Wicked smart.
What do you always say? Awesome ball or what is
amazing
it?
Amazeballs.
No, amazeballs. Yeah.
Did you see the run?
Yeah, I saw the run.
It was big time.
No, listen,
there was nothing fluky about it.
They actually said they wanted to get him the football.
He kind of reminds me a little bit of Marion Barber, when Marion Barber was good.
Yeah.
I knew. I mean, that's what you can tell Fabs is definitely a Cowboys fan because there's always that kind of negative Nancy disclaimer.
But you know, it's kind of funny because you bring up both these guys, and now suddenly they both have fantasy value because it seems like Joe Vitt is bent on Mark Ingram's going to touch the football, Ivory's going to touch the football, and they want to get Ivory the ball more. Pierre Thomas, who was the great waiver wire pickup 2 weeks ago, it was pick up Pierre Thomas, and now you can't trust Pierre Thomas.
Can you remember a year where there's been fewer impact waiver wire pickups? I can't.
You've had
Randall Cobb has been good, and Mike Williams has been good, and Owen Daniels has been good.
But James Jones.
You haven't had
the
big breakout waiver wire player this season. It seems like every guy that we pick up at wide receiver has a great game, and then he disappears. So that's why I don't like Denario Alexander this week.
Just to wrap up the call real quick, DeMarco Murray, that's going to probably be a game time. Hold the fort there, wait until the
last. I like Felix, though, against the Browns. If Felix is the guy.
If Felix is the guy.
Who's the other guy?
What's that?
Who's the other guy?
Who's the other
from that
guy?
Commercial. Who's the other guy? That's what I say, if he's the guy.
He's trying to impersonate Rank.
Look, I told you last week. What did I say on Sunday's show? If you're ever going to play Felix Jones, this was the week because he puts up huge numbers against the Eagles. And at Cowboys-Eagles games, you have to go with the trends. Nobody plays well. Nobody puts up big numbers. But Felix Jones was someone who was okay. Yep. Much better week than I thought. I thought maybe, okay, got you around 10 points. Much better week. But now suddenly to think Felix Jones is back and being a great running back, you know, I can't say that.
I'm supposed to break, so I'm laying out.
888-XM-FANTASY, 888 XM Fantasy. Jason Smith, Michael Fabiano, Elliot Harris are coming up. Continue to answer your phone calls. Maybe fake Jerry Jones will stop by when we talk about the Cowboys-Eagles game, what the Cowboys have moving forward. And also, we'll see what players who could be, quote, all the way back that maybe you can trust again. Sirius 210 XM 87 time now for the Fantasy Fix.
'80s rock bands and fantasy football are a match made in heaven. You are listening to NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
You know what, Jason?
What is it, Elliot Harrison?
I gotta say, this is one of my favorite albums of the '90s. This is Countdown to Extinction, Megadeth. Okay. But that's probably my least favorite song on the album.
So what you're saying, you're upset that our production crew is playing bad
songs? No, I'm never upset at
it's one of the better ones. What are you talking about?
No way, dude. First of all, that album's got Symphony of Destruction on it, which is pure greatness.
You know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Say it.
No, you.
Because we always say, what would have happened if so-and-so had got drafted by one team? What would have happened if so-and-so had gone to this team, stayed here, played his career there, whatever? What would have happened if Dave Mustaine had stayed in Metallica?
Oh, dude.
They probably would have all killed each other by this point.
You know,
that's not exactly a good relationship that they had there towards the end.
I appreciate Metallica and respect them more. They have way more long-term value. They're a fantasy future.
Oh, sure.
However,
moreover,
if I had to pick one album of all the Metallica albums and Megadeth albums that I've played the most, it's Countdown to Extinction.
Really?
Which is what album that song's off of.
Okay.
Song number 5.
See, I was much more Metallica guy than the Megadeth guy.
Favorite Metallica album?
Master.
Ride the Lightning. Black Master Album. Puppets. Black Album.
Master. No.
Black Album.
Those are all good albums.
Master.
Believe it or not, my
Master
favorite.
Master Puppets is good.
My favorite was Injustice for All, which I heard they didn't actually record those songs together. They just recorded individual parts and put them together, at least some of the songs.
And didn't one win the Grammy?
No, that's the year that Jethro Tull won, isn't it?
Oh, Jethro Tull.
And that
Tull
was like a big joke.
Oh, yeah.
That Metallica was nominated. Remember, it was a big deal.
No, it was
they were
a big
nominated.
Joke that they lost to Jethro Tull.
Yeah.
Isn't that the guy that plays like a flute or something?
Yeah.
That's Zamfir.
No.
Jethro Tull.
Well, Jethro Tull's not a guy. It's a band.
Isn't that a guy who plays a flute? Ah, that's great.
If Jason Smith has another child, a son...
Jethro Tull Smith. Jethro Tull Smith. Why not? I wouldn't mind it.
You could go for a Jethro. Jethro.
Hey guys, back on the fantasy a little bit. I'd like to bring up me and Elliot had a little banter during the break.
Uh-oh.
About Bradford because
are you guys okay? You guys fighting?
Well, we're not really on talk.
Bryce just comes in on
Bryce
our show
just decides,
like
gonna,
he owns the whole thing.
Hey, I had a
honest
discussion
to God,
here.
It's like he's Gelman from Regis and Kelly that he could just come on and talk
I'm
anytime he wants
anymore.
To.
I'm trying
Kelly
to keep
now.
Priorities in order here. In the,
so
the,
you have the, a question about your specific fantasy team, how it affects only you. So
no,
you
my
team's... Broadcast
hey,
Green,
can you hit the mute button on him, please?
They're killing me, Whitey.
My team's too good to have Sam Bradford on it, but nonetheless...
Security.
But nonetheless... I was just curious to why Elliot has it out for Sam Bradford in his performance, even though last week he was pretty good.
All right. Let me tell you something, Bryce.
Are we really spending this much time talking about Sam Bradford?
I'll give it 10 seconds.
Sam Bradford.
Sound like Sam Kinison. Oh, say it!
Wait a minute. I can't get like my inner Mike.
Fabs just illustrated my point.
Chris Russo voice.
Wait. I tell you, Mikey.
Fabs just illustrated my point. He can't believe we're spending this much time talking about Sam Bradford. We should be spending tons of time talking about the number one overall pick in the 2010 draft.
No, we shouldn't.
But
why?
But he's
why?
Not. You won't let me finish.
No, I'm not going to let you finish. I think we should talk about Jamarcus Russell. He was the first pick in a draft.
The bottom line is the guy should be good enough that we talk about him all the time, and you shouldn't be bringing up that he had a good game. He's supposed to have good games, Bryce. Sam Bradford's supposed to be good 12 out of 16 games.
I'd rather talk about a kicker now.
Usually, Fabs,
Bradford.
It's you and I getting into it at like 12:30 Pacific time. No, it's you and it's Harrison and you and Harrison and
I mean,
Bryce.
Well, Harrison
it's
said I'm in a bad mood, so I'm going to be
salty,
combative today.
I think we have spent more time in the history of the show talking about the Rams kicker over the Rams quarterback.
All right,
so.
mute your mic.
We're off Sam Bradford.
Right. Can we do something about muting Bryce's mic, please?
All right, a couple of the guys to get to we didn't get to a few minutes ago talking about free agent pickups this week. Marcel Reese, Sidney Rice.
Yep.
Obviously, the Seahawks are on a bye this week, so you want to get ahead of the curve. We talked about James Starks getting ahead on him.
Mm-hmm.
Sidney Rice, you kind of have to get ahead of the curve and pick him up because he's simply, well, when it's Golden Tate throwing the football, you can't go
he's
wrong
simply
with
the best.
Touchdowns oh, every week no. from Sidney Rice. Like, he's finally back to being the guy when they signed him to that big contract from Minnesota.
I don't know. I don't know that I could go that far, but I agree with you. It'd be nice to have him on my bench and have that extra option. So look, I've been a proponent all year. I love picking up guys on their bye week. I picked up Heath Miller on his bye week. The Steelers Colts had their early bye week, and
yeah, but
he's
you keep starting them when they're on their bye week. You pick them up and start them, and that doesn't work.
That's true. And I keep talking Sam Bradford, so I should just lay out.
True.
But I'll tell you one guy that people are going to want to pick up in advance, and it's not that he's going to be any great shakes, but if you need running back depth, Beanie Wells is going to be coming back in week 12. Okay. Their running back situation is a mess. Ryan Williams is out for the year. Lerod Stephens-Howell, you're going to make me laugh, Harrison. Lerod Stephens-Howell hasn't really done much, inconsistent. And listen, Beanie's a guy who had 1,000 yards and over and what 10 touchdowns last season. So
10 touchdowns,
you can't
man, no
joke. You can't shake your head at that. Again, he's not going to be your number two running back. Maybe
no.
he's a flex if the matchup is good. His schedule is kind of tough. But I think the fact of the matter is that you want to take a risk on a guy like that because at least he's got at least one skin on the wall. Does he have one or two skins on the wall from last
skin?
Season?
Hey.
How many skins do you earn for rushing for over 1,010 touchdowns?
I think he brought up the key stat there, 10 touchdowns. Look, everyone was all, you know, hot dogs and apple pie over DeMarco Murray. How many touchdowns did DeMarco Murray have last
apple
year?
Pie.
Two. Two. DeMarco Murray, is he a better player
two.
Than Beanie Wells?
Two.
Yes. He
two
is.
Touchdowns.
However,
moreover,
if you don't get the touchdowns, what difference does it make? That's the problem with Jason Witten. Jason Witten's great, but he doesn't get you the touchdowns. Beanie Wells, 10 touchdowns is no joke, fellas.
Let me throw this out to you, Elliot Harrison. If going back to week 6, wide receiver, here's his fantasy point totals. 14, 3, 11, 12, 17. Is he in your starting lineup?
Right now, yeah.
Okay, that's Sidney Rice.
Yeah.
That's Sidney Rice. I mean, get ahead and pick. But that's how good he's been. You know, it's like we see Sidney Rice and go, we get this image of the Seahawks, and all they do is run the football, and they barely throw it, and maybe he'll get a touchdown once in a while. But this is a guy who the last, you know, four out of the last 5 weeks has given you, you know, 12 fantasy points a week.
I'm
playing
Victor amazing.
Cruz, who's giving me like
me,
half a point for the last month
let me
and
give
a half.
You guys a little stat. We'll have some fun here, okay? We're looking at the last 4 weeks at wide receiver. Obviously, Brandon Marshall's up there, and he's number one. The guy's been fantastic. Vincent Jackson, on the strength of that really huge game that he had.
It's the Saints.
Where he almost had multiple touchdowns, but he was too slow, is two. I want you guys to name me wide receivers 3 through 7. One of them should be obvious.
Reggie Wayne.
No, one of them should be obvious, though. Think the last
Reggie Wayne.
The
wow. I'm actually surprised by that.
Oh, Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb is third.
Randall Cobb.
Okay, and
Randall
that's including a bye that. Week. So, but what you're missing one that's obvious.
Okay, hold on. Calm down.
Who were the first two you gave us again?
Marshall.
Yeah.
Vincent Jackson. Yep. Cobb is third.
AJ Green.
Incorrect.
No.
As I said, it's not Victor Cruz.
Come on, guys.
Hold on. Just.
Obvious. Think of the most obvious wide receiver in fantasy football.
Tap to break turbo. Let me do a Harrison. Tap to
break
turbo.
Calvin Johnson?
Yes. He's at
200. Because of 200 yards.
Yeah, so he's
I forgot your small window there.
So we've got four.
That's a small window.
We've got 6 and 7. 4, 6, and 7. Who are those wide receivers?
Four, six, and seven.
Wow, Reggie Wayne's not one of them. I'm really surprised
by that. He only had 9 fantasy points last week.
Well, he doesn't like you much none either.
Well, I said it. I can't
lie. I'll go Demaryius Thomas.
Eric Decker.
No, Demaryius Thomas is 9th.
Okay.
Decker
is a good question.
12th.
Decker would, but he had a bad week last week. Decker only had 15
yards.
Yeah,
nothing last week.
Yeah,
right?
He gives nothing.
But I would start him this week.
Taco Tuesday.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know.
What?
No, that's just me thinking.
Is that you like Sam Jackson in Pulp Fiction?
It's like we're playing the game show in the first hour here. You guys can't get it.
I'm buying time. Okay, I'm buying time.
You can't do that on radio. I think I need to let these guys off the hook.
Mike Wallace.
No.
Mike Wallace. It's not Percy Harvin either because he
number didn't. 4 is Denarius Moore, who is a must-start this week against the Saints. Number 6, I'll give you a hint. Akbar Bajabiamila.
Cecil Shorts.
And Sidney Rice is 7.
Wow.
And at number 8, basically based on one game, Titus Young.
Oh, right. Two
those are your top
against,
8 wide receivers
Seattle.
In fantasy football in the standard league in the last 4 weeks.
All right, well, let's get...
I don't see Larry Fitzgerald. I don't see Andre Johnson.
No.
I don't see Roddy White. I don't see AJ Green. It's amazing.
You've been trying to give out there. You've been trying to give Larry Fitzgerald away the last 3 weeks in one of our leagues, and nobody wants him.
I'll tell you, I'm in trouble in that league too. I'm dead. I'm so embarrassed at how bad that team is. It's because injuries are killing me.
I'm playing you this week, by the way.
You're gonna listen. I have lost Sproles. I've lost Harvin. I've basically lost Bradshaw for the last 4 weeks because I can't do a thing. Injuries kill you sometimes.
By the way,
man.
Jason, you're always busting me not making trades. Then on Sunday, you said we went in lineup order, inverse order based on record.
Uh-huh.
I am 6-4, 6-4, and 8-2 in my three leagues.
That's pretty good.
I will take that.
That's pretty. You have to take it. You're two games over 500. You got to take it. All right, we got Jimmy in Houston has it. Speaking of pecking order at wide receivers, guys, we just talked about. He's got a big question for this week. Jimmy, you're on the air. What do you got?
Hey, I've got three receivers. I need to start two non-PPR. Of course, Brandon Marshall would be one. And I have Amendola and Darius Moore. Well, you answered my question earlier. I guess Darius Moore.
Do you like Darius Moore or Danny Amendola?
Is it a PPR league?
Non-PPR league.
No, it's definitely Denarius Moore. Listen, the Saints have given up more fantasy points to wide receivers on the road than any other team in the league. So, and actually, that's another thing, too. I know we got a break here pretty soon, but look out for that this week. Marcus Grant, who is my fantasy editor here at NFL.com, I had him put together a spreadsheet splitting home and road fantasy points against totals, and they're fascinating.
And we're the only ones that have that.
And we're the only ones that have it.
And we call that the Joe Flacco spreadsheet.
But let me just say this one thing. But Denarius Moore is the start, my friend, and start him with confidence.
But wait a minute. There's no reason you can't start Amendola in your flex. Unless you have a really good flex option, why not play all three of those guys? That's what I would say. Because Amendola is the best option the Rams have.
Yep, there's no doubt about that.
888-XM-FANTASY, 888-XM-FANTASY. Jason Smith, Michael Fabiano, Elliot Harrison here. Coming up next, we talked a little bit of free agents, talked some wide receivers, got some running backs coming your way as well. And also, maybe we'll give a little bit of Thursday night preview and see who passes the big Thursday night test this week, who you have to play when the Bills face the Dolphins at Series 210, XM87.
First and goal at the 10. Fitz hands it off. C.J. Spiller cuts to the left side at the 5 into the end zone. Touchdown! Bills take the lead. C.J. Spiller, a 10-yard touchdown run, and what a run it was.
NFL Fantasy Live brings you all the access and information from the NFL Network right to your radio on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
Okay, ready for Nerd Alert? Me, Nerd Alert, ready? There is no more fun song to play and more frustrating song to play on Guitar Hero than one.
Yeah.
Because the song is like 9 minutes long, and you can play it pretty well, and then you get to the end, and Kirk Hammett has that insane solo that ends the song.
Yeah.
And if you don't keep up, you'll fail. And so you can't, you know, obviously Guitar Hero,
yeah.
When you finish a song and you pass, you get to keep playing it, move on. And you have to start again, and your hands are like claws, and you're like, 9 minutes. And I failed at the very end because it just gets so fast.
So
much fun, but frustrating.
I've never played that game. I just don't play video games, man. I'm just not into it.
Dude, you would never get up off your couch
No,
playing
I totally would. I have other things to do.
You never would. Trust me.
Let me tell you a typical Fabs night. Gets off work. He's worked hard. Wrote a column. Barked at Adrian.
Wait to hear this.
Barked at Adrian and Marcus. Drives home to little Marina Del Rey.
Playa
Del Rey, excuse me.
Why don't you give his address out on the air, too?
Goes into his condo.
Give his email address.
He looks at his
phone number.
His 12, 13-inch wooden tall ships around his apartment.
What?
I like his decor. He's got a lot of wooden ships decorating his apartment.
He moseys over. Well, he gets into his little favorite sweatpants, Danny White sweatpants he's had since 82 or 3. It goes over to his.
If those still fit,
it goes over
to
his little Case Logic box that has like the DVDs or the little binder that you open.
Sure.
He pulls out A Christmas Story. Pops that sucker in.
That's what I do exactly every night.
Opens up a cherry Coke. Calls it a night. And tweets. But when it's a scene in the movie he doesn't like when the kid gets his tongue stuck to the flagpole.
That was actually funny.
Yeah.
Then he'll tweet. Then he'll tweet about the Yankees.
Yeah, he'll tweet about the Yankees, or he'll answer people one word: LeSure.
Sure.
Well, because I get so many tweets, and then people get mad that I don't respond to the 10,000 I get. I figure I just go quick.
I defended you on Twitter last week. I just did not. I forgot to hit your hashtag, your handle.
I appreciate that. Although you just said that I nightly watch A Christmas Story.
No, some dude was busting you, and he said, you know, Fabs doesn't answer his tweets. We and I was like, dude, you know, got a schedule. You know, it's hard.
Yeah.
We do the best we can, man. It's tough.
Right. You know what I like in Twitter? When I, on Saturday night, I'll try to get to all the tweets everybody's asked me that I haven't gotten to. And then I'll always say, I'll answer them all, and then I'll tweet out, and I'll say, for all your fantasy needs between now and game time, tweet at NFL Fantasy. We're answering all the way through. And then immediately after I send that tweet, I'll get, you know, within the next 5 minutes, I'll get 25 tweets saying, hey, should I play LeSure or so-and-so this week? I'm going, didn't you just read that? I'm going to bed. I got to get up at 6:30 in the morning. I got to go to bed. Send it there.
People don't understand is that the rankings answer all your questions, but they just want to hear it from you
and I'm
personally, which is fine.
Yeah, no, people want validation.
Did you just turn the air conditioning on?
I didn't touch anything.
I saw you touch that. It's cold in here now,
Smith,
man.
Jason Smith has one Twitter follower who has – who's the weird-faced guy in Goonies? Was it Goonies? The guy with the weird head?
Chunk.
Sloth.
Yeah,
Sloth.
Yeah,
Sloth.
So that's
hey,
Chunk. Chunk was the fat kid. That's his picture.
That's right.
So it's his picture, and he sent me a tweet early in the year and said, Smith, or how about a Fresca, your Twitter handle, at how about a Fresca.
You need to change that, by the way.
It doesn't.
Why?
So he says.
You got to do like add Jason Smith NFL. Go ahead.
I'm an individual.
So he says.
Harrison hates me today.
So he says, you know, Jason Smith doesn't answer my questions anymore, so I'm sending them all to you. But the dude sends, like, pick 6 out of 8. You know, like, I mean, I got to pull out my United Way schedule, stats pass. Like, whatever happened just, hey, Palmer or Flacco?
Yeah.
Don't you love those?
No.
Those are great.
No. 5x5.
We love your tweets,
team,
though. I like answering them.
Yeah. All right, real quick, we promised this. The Thursday, the Cantina is coming up, so load up. 88XM Fantasy, 88XM Fantasy. Anything goes. No rules in the Fantasy Cantina. Thursday night test this week.
Mm-hmm.
Players who pass the must start. Guys, you're starting Thursday night.
Spiller.
Doesn't matter. Anybody else besides CJ Spiller who is a must start?
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. He is certainly a must start. Honestly, if you're in a position where you have a flex, and again, this is some of the data that Marcus has pulled. Do you know that the Buffalo Bills have allowed the most fantasy points of any team in the league on their home field to running backs? 38 a game. And I know Reggie Bush got benched and people are freaked out about him, and it is a complete risk. Roll the dice. I'd play him as a flex.
But he ran for 2 Bills on the Bills last year. Remember in Buffalo?
I like 200
yards
Bills
rushing. I'd play him as a flex. Two
All
Bills.
888XM Fantasy. 888XM Fantasy. The Fantasy Cantina is coming up next. No rules. It's like Thunderdome, except it's the Cantina. Series 210XM87.
If you like the NFL, you're going to like NFL Fantasy Live on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio.
You go into your shower feeling tired. But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day. And smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.